Did you see the producer price index report from the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, the PPI, showing vegetables month over month for November up 38% in price in 1 month? And then for the year, last November to this November, 80% increase. Talk about inflation. And eggs, by the way, were up over 200% for a variety of reasons. We're not going to go into all that. But as the White House is telling us that there's no inflation, or essentially that inflation is over, you know, it's turned the corner. No, it hasn't. It's getting worse. Food prices are continuing to climb at a shocking pace. And if this continues, it's pretty obvious that prices for a lot of foods will have doubled in the year 2022, which is one of the predictions that was made by one of my guests, Marjorie Wildcraft, about a year ago. She said they're going to double in 2022, and then they're going to double again in 23. Now, I actually think that she's overly optimistic about 23, because I think food prices for many foods, not all of them, but for many, would more than double in 23. And why is that the case? Well, because harvests or crop yields have really plummeted in the southern hemisphere for a variety of reasons. One of them being the Tonga volcano explosion that ejected water vapor into the mesosphere, which is higher than the stratosphere, by the way. So that's reflecting a lot of sunlight, which would normally go to the food crops. So crop yields are down there. And then for farmers in the northern hemisphere who are currently in the winter, they're facing a spring with very little fertilizer. The fertilizer shutdowns have been intense, especially in Europe, because BASF, BASF, is shuttering permanently their production facilities all across Europe. And they were the primary producer of ammonia, which is part of, well, that's the precursor that becomes urea, which becomes all types of different forms of nitrogen-based fertilizers, or as they say, nitrogenous fertilizers. But there are also fertilizer shortages in North America, too. And there are transportation problems related to rail and barges, whereas rail normally carries a lot of the fertilizer, most of it, because it's more economical than shipping fertilizer, which is like rock, by truck. So farmers in North America, when it comes time to start planting in the spring, which could be, you know, February in the southern states, and then March, a little bit more north, and maybe April in the northern states, but they're going to be facing fertilizer shortages that are extensive. 40 to 50% reduction in fertilizer availability. So prices will be higher, scarcity will be worse. And then on top of that, diesel prices are still sky high, which means that being able to power your tractors or the transportation trucks or all the different equipment involved in agriculture, that's going to become significantly more expensive. Now, at the same time that this is happening, the consumer has less and less discretionary money to be able to buy foods at higher prices. So consumers are shifting their purchasing habits quite substantially, radically, right now. They're halting, or let's say downsizing significantly, their purchases of more luxury goods, fashion items, brand names, clothing, travel, purses, you know, things like that, jewelry, luxury watches. They've just fallen off a cliff. But even also automobiles. Sales are plummeting now in automobiles and many other areas, and home sales as well, just completely plummeting. So that's because people have run out of money. And with prices being so much higher in food, at the same time that people have run out of money, people's purchases of food are going to be significantly lower in 2023 compared to previous years. So farmers won't even be able to sell as much of their crops as they normally would, for all the reasons that we've mentioned here. You could argue that one silver lining in that is that the food shortages won't be as bad as we might have feared. You know, the shelves won't be empty, but the shelves will be filled with products that are unaffordable. So it's an illusion to look at the shelves and say, oh yeah, everything's in stock, but can you afford it? No. too expensive. See, that's a different kind of food shortage, which is a food inflation shortage or a food price, kind of an implied scarcity where people just can't buy it. You know, you can sit there in the grocery aisle and drool over that box of fake Velveeta cheese if that's your thing for whatever reason, but you can't afford it, you see. As a side note, if you can't afford Velveeta, you're in real bad shape economically, by the way, but let's say a real block of cheese, you can't afford that, or meat, or vegetables, or eggs, or what have you. So these are very real issues. And all the talk in the world from the White House is not going to make these things go away. You can pretend that there's no inflation. You can pretend there's no scarcity. You can pretend that everything's fine. But you look at the lines at the food banks, and they're getting longer and longer. People are increasingly desperate. People are losing their jobs. More layoffs. The economy is a wreck. And that means people aren't going to be able to buy the food that they would normally be able to purchase. So people are going to go hungry. Famine is real. And the food riots, as I predicted, are coming. The food riots are not that far away, both in Europe and in certain areas in North America, both the U.S. and Canada. You're going to have food riots in 2023. Mark my words, the food riots are coming. You're going to have more thefts at grocery stores. You're going to have the organized theft rings of meat products. You're going to have more guards at grocery stores. And one of my predictions that I see getting picked up by some other people, by the way, is that you're going to have armed guards in front of grocery stores. And I don't mean in every grocery store across America, but in many grocery stores, in certain cities, in certain areas, i.e. blue cities where they don't have police funding that's appropriate, you're going to have armed security guards at grocery stores. And if that doesn't work, they'll just pull the store. They'll just shut it down, just like they had to shut down a lot of pharmacies in places like California because of all the shoplifting. So as the shoplifting gets worse, the stores either arm up or shut down. Those are the only two options, because you can't sit there and run a business and just let everybody steal your inventory all day long. It's not sustainable. And the thefts are going to get more and more desperate. So you're going to see store shutdowns. You're going to see grocery store police state type of tactics, you know, in terms of armed guards and more surveillance, more loss prevention as it is. The CEOs of Target and Walmart and so on, didn't the Target CEO say they've already lost $400 million this year due to theft just at Target? And they think it's going to be $600 million by the end of the year. I mean, that's over $500 million in shoplifting from one chain. That's how bad this situation is. It's completely unsustainable. So, folks, get your backyard chickens going. Those eggs are going to be worth a lot. Get your home gardens ready for the spring. Get yourself some fertilizer now. It lasts pretty much forever, so you can stockpile fertilizer for the spring. Get it now while the demand is low. Get your seeds ready. You know, your garden seeds, ArcSeedKits.com is one of our sponsors on the seeds. Arc, A-R-K, ArcSeedKits.com. And that'll get you some very good, you know, non-GMO heirloom seeds that are sustainable. And get your food plan ready to go, because you're going to have to grow food in 2023 or pay through the nose to get it at retail. That's what's coming. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you for listening. Don't forget, you can also check our website, food.news, which is filled with a lot of great articles, food.news. And you can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. Thank you for listening. Take care.